Vincent, good afternoon. Yes.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Yes, thank you.
You better. You were like last week. You were a bit down.
Yes. I look, you know, it's peaks and troughs, and
yes,
like I think I said before, you don't get the you know, the highs without the lows, really.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Looking forward to this session because I think we've got a lot to get through.
You do know we don't have much time, so we have to be efficient about it. So
we have to go fast. But before we do launch into the session, I have been having some meetings at work, and I've spoke to some of the admin people, and they've put together an app for me. Did you see that? I sent it through on the phone, the app.
I did. I wanted to raise that with you, so I'm glad you have.
Okay, so that's that idea. I've based it on at my institution where I work. We have a thing for workload, and it sort of calculates your workload on some sort of weird, fraction and all this sort of stuff, and you know, these sort of formulas. So what I thought I'd do with this app is, you know, this idea of future credits. It's an app that determines future credits. So what I put in, the data I've put in is, your projected graduation day, my progress chart, how many free credits I've got and how many I'm building up. And so what you've got an app there that you can look at, and you can see how far in advance I am going with the free credits. And what the app's telling you now is that I actually have free credits up until 2035, but that will go down once we progress further in and you get more experience. I hope that worked.
Well, look, I did have a look at it, and yes, and something that I definitely wanted to discuss with you, because I wanted to discuss with my accountant, obviously.
Yes.
Which I did, and
yes.
But that's strictly confidential, obviously. But the thing that I wanted to that it brought up with me is in one of our earlier sessions we talked about, yeah, you know, because you brought up some things about, you know, phobias and
talked
about these various, you know, things, and you know, initially you came in with you know, sort of and self-diagnosis is never a thing that we that we, you know, therapists rely on, but it's a useful cue because it's, you know, how are you feeling, but a lot of this stuff, you know, you watch stuff on the telly and you read stuff in newspapers, and there's a lot of self advice which are self help columns, and I don't read that stuff, and when I do, I scoff at it. I really do. I literally scoff at it. You know the noise someone makes when they scoff.
Yes, like a.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a harumph.
Yeah.
I do that. Yeah, I do that.
Harumph, yes.
When I read those things, I harumph. But it sort of brings back, because you do, I've noticed that, you know, you, as much as you've talked about, well, no, now that I think about it, yeah. You know, because there's this thing, and we talked about it in one of our earlier sessions, you know, this thing about, you know, sort of, you know, depression is, you know, thinking too much about the past, and anxiety is thinking too much about the future. And I think, and you keep bringing up about how you're feeling anxious, and then you bring in, you know, you've done these, you know, you're into futures, and you've got these futures things, and future this, future that, and honestly, I can't help but think, and it's really not for me to. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you're self-diagnosing, but it's not. I'm not a diagnosis. I mean, obviously I'm not qualified, but also that's not the field that I'm in. But with all this talk about, you know, the future putting money to one side, it's just all this talk about the future. I just think this, you know, there's this focus on the future. You know,
do you think the app's a bit premature? Look, the formula that is behind the app, it's set up so that you can never get ahead, really.
Well, it's not about the form. Look, you know, the algorithms and the formula, and there's all this stuff about AI. You know, when it comes to the future, I just feel like sometimes everyone's getting a little bit ahead of themselves.
Yes. Well, yeah, you tend to do that in the future.
Even in the present, look, the whole thing's, but I just want to bring it back to the now.
Yes.
And just stay focused, if I may.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, look, just disregard the app for now. It just will tick away in the background, and we can come back to that.
Are you asking me to disregard the app?
No, don't discard it. Just keep it running in the background. Like, we need to have as many apps running in the background as possible.
Right, I see. So I said disregard the app. So Vincent. So let me counterpoise. How would you feel?
Yes.
How would you feel? And this is just I'm just going to test this out. Please don't take this wrong. How would you feel if I were to say to you, please disregard the app?
I couldn't. Because once the app is there, it's there.
It's so app. It's I see. But you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm doing, right?
I understand. I just sort of I'm just worried that you're gonna you know,
you're worried that I'm going to run away with the money you haven't paid me?
Well, yes, or that you might have a different kind of, you know, you might have a different idea of what I owe you once you graduate.
What you owe me? You don't owe me anything. No,
it's more to do with sort of keeping things on an even keel through a Googlerhythm.
Well, and Vincent, I want you to rest assured, it's exactly what I'm trying to do, is to keep things on an even keel. And honestly, I feel like you're resisting my attempts to do that.
I know. I sort of do rely on technology.
It's not that, but you know, you bring things to the session, and you know, with the greatest respect, I do. I mean, sometimes people say that, but it's almost like a backhanded compliment. But that's not the way that I mean it, honestly.
Oh.
But with the greatest respect, there's these things about, you know, your partner and, you know, this and that, and sometimes this, and then there's the Broadore thing, but look, you know, that's all by the by. It's water under the bridge. I don't care. And then you're like, well, I haven't achieved enough in my therapy. And it's like, well, you know, it's give and take. You know, you only get what you give. You know, like sometimes in life, you've got to stand up and say, do you know what, I'm here because, or there's a saying. There's a saying. What's that saying? People say, like, where do you stand? Where do you stand on the inside? Well, there's a great, where you stand depends on where you sit.
Well, I'm confused. I'm actually sitting now.
Well, that's it. So that's the thing. Like, and I've thought about it over the years, and I encourage you to do the same, because
yes,
because it's something that's resonated with me for a long time, and the more I think about it, the more depth it gains. It's just one of those things. It's one of the most powerful eulogisms. Is that the right? Yeah. I don't know. I always, my words are always. Yes. But listen. And I haven't.
You would be very frustrated. Sorry to interrupt, but you would be a very frustrating person to take to a restaurant. Would you sit or stand?
Well, at tapas bars.
You stand.
Definitely.
No, you'd sit.
Tapas? No, no.
Yeah.
No. Definitely stand. No, definitely stand. I mean, restaurants. Of course you sit. Obviously you sit.
You just said you would stand where you sit.
No. You misunderstand. No. But listen. Our time is unfortunately is almost up. So we do have to. But before we go, I trust no harm, no self harm. You sound well. No. That's great.
I've had a good week. We're still on strike.
For God's sake! Really? Is it enough?
Yeah, no, we're still striking. I've taken to wearing those fashionable shoes again.
Oh goodness! We will have to come back to that.
We'll come back to that. And I'm in a good place. I'm sort of, I think the app has reassured me about a few things, which is good. And
It's obviously making you happy.
I'm happy.
Our time is up. I hope you're feeling better, and it's good to reconnect. But look, in the meantime, cheerio, and I look forward to catching up soon.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care.